Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Aiming former magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. She accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in the mid-90s. Trump, in response, called Carroll a liar. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The jury decided that there was significant harm to Carroll's reputation from those statements and awarded her $18 million in compensatory damages, $65 million in punitive damages.
The Supreme Court Monday cleared the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration raids in Los Angeles. The justices stopped a restraining order from a judge barring ICE agents from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
The administration got more leeway for aggressive immigration enforcement after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions on ICE agents operating in California whose tactics had been criticized as racial profiling.
This is ABC News. A teen with a reported ideation for school shooters in Washington state now faces criminal charges for reported threats made online. ABC's Trevor Ault.
The young suspect appearing in court pleading not guilty to multiple felonies. In charging documents, prosecutors say the teen had written multiple threats on social media, sharing photographs holding semi-automatic rifles dressed in the attire of past school shooters. One post saying in part, "My time is almost here. I hope I kill you all."
Authorities claim in his room they found a gas mask and a backpack full of ammunition, including several AR-style magazines which had writing on them referencing mass shootings.
At least 10 people were killed, 45 injured outside of Mexico City after a freight train reportedly slammed into a double-decker bus. The cause of the accident not immediately known. TechTember expected to come for Apple fans as the company unveils its newest updated products on the docket. The new iPhone 17, some Apple Watches, and new AirPod Pros. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Partly sunny, mild, and a bit breezy today. A high of 75, south to southwest winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, a low of 55. Wednesday, mixed skies with some isolated showers possible through early afternoon, a high of 77. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 54, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday. Lots of sunshine and warmer than normal. And Friday, a 30% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms and a high of 83. Right now, WRCO, we have a southwest wind at 2 miles per hour. Following the midnight reading of 56, we deal with a little bit of fog again this morning, and our temperature is at 51 degrees. It is now time to officially begin the broadcast day here at WRCO.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the
How sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. We started the day in a positive way with Jimmy Dean in the Everlasting Arms. And before that, Sandy Patty did the honors for our national anthem. And here we are together again, friends. Tuesday, September 9th. It is great to be with you once again. We have another busy day here at WRCO. Lots of things to tell you about. Some high school sports tonight. We'll check sports in just a little bit. A Brewer loss last night, and somehow the Bears lost. I went to bed and they were leading, and then the Vikings came back to win. So a little chilly there in Sextonville this morning. We're here to tell you all about the day. Tuesday, September 9th. Good luck getting there. It'd be really cool if you were driving a 57 Chevrolet right about now. The deer would just bounce right off.
Come and look at this old faded photograph. Honey, tell me what it brings to mind. It's a picture of that 57 Chevrolet.
She's guilty, so am I. If there's a distant look in her eyes, and she's lost the will to try.
If she seems bitter, of other days,
since too long,
her Baptist ways.
If the truth comes harder than a lie,
if she's guilty, so am I. If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten, I'll cry. She gets lonely, don't know why. If she's guilty, so am I. If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten, I'll cry. She gets lonely, don't know why. If she's guilty, so am I. If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten, I'll cry. She gets lonely, don't know why. If she's guilty, so am I.
Brothers on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. There's still time to get household entries in for the Viola Horace and Cole Show. Online entries will be accepted through Wednesday, September 10th. See Premium Books for details. Books are available at the Richland County Bank. That time is coming up next weekend, Viola Horse and Colt Show. Friends of Blue River Market will be having their farmer's market today from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park on the west side. For more information, contact Kitty Bortz at 608-571-7178. The Boaz Village Board will meet tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda may be accessed before the meeting at boazwi.gov/meetings. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly business meeting at the American Legion Hall, the Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. Comradeship begins at 6:30 tonight. The meeting will follow at 7. All current members or those eligible to join are encouraged to attend.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, Everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Michael Hellman drove in all the Texas runs with a grand slam and a double. Left-hander Jacob Latz pitched 5 2/3 innings, and the playoff-chasing Rangers beat the Major League best Milwaukee Brewers 5-0. The Rangers move within 3.5 games of Houston, the closest they have been to the AL West lead since only trailing by 3.5 on May 30th. The Brewers, 89-56 in this three-game series, could become the first team to officially clinch a playoff spot, but the Brewers were held scoreless for the 11th time this season on Monday night. Seattle was a winner against the Cardinals, 4-2. The Cubs lost again to Atlanta, 4-1. Philadelphia, 1-0 over the Mets. Washington, 15. Miami, 7. San Francisco, 11-5 over Arizona. San Diego, 4. Cincinnati, 3. The Dodgers, 3-1 over Colorado. In the American League, Cleveland 10, Kansas City 2, Boston 7, the Athletics nothing, Minnesota 12-3 over the Angels. And in the Monday night football game last night, J.J. McCarthy threw 2 fourth-quarter touchdown passes and ran for another in his long-awaited NFL debut, and the Vikings rallied for a season-opening 27-24 win over the Bears. Caleb Williams had his first career rushing touchdown and threw for a score in Ben Johnson's first game as the Bears coach. Badger coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Billy Edwards Jr.'s status for this week is uncertain as the Badgers prepare to visit number 19, Alabama. That is an update on sports for a Tuesday morning.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
The Aerobic Polka is fueled by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Supps.
Venomore.
All right. Hopefully you stretched out well. It's time for the aerobic polka. Go Brewers. Here we go. One and a two and a three. Hey.
Here come the Brewers. They got the world on the run. Here.
The Brewer Champ Polka. That goes back a few years. The Wisco Kid and Linda and the Blaze kicking out the Polka Jam today. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and market.
You ain't nothing but a hound dogger. You're crying all the time.
driving me crazy. Why do I need to see those blue eyes looking at me that way again? After the way she did me, it's a sin. How could she just walk out and leave me? After all these nights in her arms, look where I am. And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, $10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning, with heartaches by the dozen, and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, $10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning, with heartaches by the dozen, and a lady on my mind is driving me crazy. A lady on my mind that's driving me crazy.
Mr. Eddie Rabbit on WRCO Radio, $2 in the jukebox. That might buy you two songs now, right? Back in the day, that probably would have been about 8 to 12 songs. Anyway, partly sunny, mild, and a bit breezy, a high of 75 today, 55 tonight, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, and mixed skies with 77 in the predicted high for tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, a southeast wind is light, and after a midnight reading of 56, it's much warmer than yesterday morning at this time. We're at 50 degrees.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs. Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Fertilizer prices remain a concern. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feed your dairy herd Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans to potentially improve milk fat production and lower feed costs. Plant Plenish soybeans and plant your best year. USDA's national crop ratings mostly declined over the past week, as many key U.S. growing areas had a dry start to September. Producers in the dairy state are in the early stages of corn silage harvesting. Choppers have been rolling in parts of southern Wisconsin for over a week, and now they're getting a good start farther north. Lee Kinnard at Kinnard Farms in Kewaunee County says they'll start chopping today.
It looks like a good crop. Field conditions are ideal. You know, we're not short on moisture, we're not long on moisture.
Kinnard says another good thing about excellent field conditions is they should not need to use dump carts to get the crop from the chopper to the trucks. Kinnard spent Monday going over last-minute checks and safety reminders for more than 30 crew members. John Aaron from Junction City does custom harvesting throughout central Wisconsin, and they started chopping Friday. He tells Brownfield the cobs are far more mature than they expected.
So we're running into a scenario where we got a lot of very green stalks, but the cob is maturing up, and we've actually got some samples that kind of surprised us. They came back at 64 to 65% whole plant.
Aaron says so far clients are asking to chop a little higher to get more grain energy in the silage, but that's also keeping the moisture levels a bit higher. Aaron tells Brownfield it's starting to look like last year, as nearly every client is hoping to have chopping done during the same week. A Southeast Iowa farmer says fertilizer prices are top of mind heading into fall. Tim Meyer tells Brownfield.
For whatever reason, there's such a discrepancy right now between 32% and anhydrous to the tune of could be up to $40 an acre difference. I think we're going to see some folks switching to anhydrous over 32%.
He says he's trying to stay patient with his booking for fall needs. Meyer says prices are approximately $75 to $100 higher than a year ago.
However, there is one fertilizer company that I work with that is pushing me pretty hard to book. I have not booked yet.
The chief market strategist with Zahner Ag Hedge says he'll be closely watching corn demand numbers in USDA's next supply and demand report. Ted Seifert tells Brownfield.
The USDA upped production by a whole lot by adding acres and by adding yield, but they also added 545 million bushels in demand total. Only 200 of that went to exports. The extra 250 million bushels in demand that we saw in feed and residual, look at the feeder cattle market. We don't have the animals out there to be feeding.
And that could mean...
I think that's a cushion that the USDA built in the demand side of the balance sheet so that if they have to lower yield, they can also lower demand and keep us around that 2 billion bushel carryover. That's my concern.
Seifert says reduced ethanol export expectations are also a factor. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Your cash cattle business was quiet and cash hogs were sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. That's pretty typical. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas but lower in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume isn't expected until midweek or later. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers were mostly steady. Steer calves were steady, while heifer calves were $2 to $6 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Demand for fall calves has been strong, and the offering has consisted of calves weaned at all different stages. Quality was mostly average, medium, and large one feeder steer. 663 to 699 pounds brought $319 to $414. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 573 to 599 pounds, brought $345 to $385. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $1.07 at $409.69. Select closed 15 cents higher at $385.34. Estimated cattle slaughter was 106,000 head, down more than 8,000 from last year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts Monday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been relatively strong. While China hasn't been consistent in its pork purchases, Mexico and other countries have been solid customers. Pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space, which does benefit domestic demand. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct were up 258 with a weighted average of 103.83. The Iowa Minnesota was 329 higher with a weighted average of 104.36. And the Western Corn Belt was up 2.11 with a weighted average of 104.21. Pork values closed higher, up 51 cents at 116.38. Picnics were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, up about 3,000 from last year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were higher with concerns about tight available supplies. And lean hog futures into the day mixed, mostly higher with support from higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer. The time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tim Talk Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be September 10th. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and large rounds at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Bagley online only auction ending September 10th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes antique cars, Harley motorcycles, lots of tools, fishing boat, and much more. Watch for more upcoming online only auctions. For more info, go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were mostly steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, getting ready for USDA numbers on Monday and Friday. November beans were 6¾ higher at 10.33¾. January was up 7¼ at 10.52¾. December corn was 3¾ higher at 4.21¾. March was up 3 at 4.39½. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, preparing for direct business. October live was down 17 at 235.80. December was up 12 at 237.57. October feeders were $1.27 higher at 359.17. And nearby hogs were lower on spread trade, with October down 87 at 95.15 and December down 17 at 88.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest.
Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeeDifference.com.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at BloomingtonLivestock.com.
Part two of my story on the Farm Bureau Washington fly-in, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Yesterday's show featured South Dakota Farm Bureau President Doug Somke, who laid out some of the issues that he and his fellow Farm Bureau members from South Dakota and the rest of the country are discussing this week in Washington, D.C. For example, Somke is not confident that we'll have a new farm bill anytime soon.
Chances are we're not going to get anything. I mean, the best thing we can hope for is what they're trying to call the skinny farm bill, and I really don't like that language. I think that's a horrible thing to call it. I think it's more of a farm bill 2.0. They have to finish this farm bill by the 1st of October. It's not going to happen, folks. I'm just telling you. They got too many things on their plate, and plus we're talking about possibility of a shutdown. So we're in really a world of hurt.
And that, says Somke, is why so many Farm Bureau members are spending their own money and their own time to make their case in D.C.
If we're going to do these things, we got to be taken seriously, and that's why we're going out there, and that's why we got such a huge delegation going. We've got 38 people from South Dakota going this year. They're going not because they want to get away from their farm. They're going because they're really concerned about the future of their farm for themselves and for their families.
South Dakota Farm Bureau President Doug Somke. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
More research into corn quality. I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The National Corn Growers Association is expanding its mycotoxin research efforts to help reduce the economic impact for farmers. Sarah McKay is Director of Research and Market Development. She says vomitoxin continues to be a concern.
From the producer end, they may lose their actual yield or a portion of the yield. Time spent in the dried distiller's grains, it actually can get concentrated up to 3.5 times concentration. So millers, for example, are really concerned about this.
She tells Brownfield it's crucial to invest in research.
We are working with USDA and our university partners to better align the research to the needs of our growers.
McKay says the industry will continue to collaborate to create innovative solutions aimed at protecting corn quality and market access. An economist says the revenue stream from beef on dairy rivals the milk check.
They're making as much on the beef calves and the cull cows final net income as they are milk right now.
Corey Geiger with CoBank tells Brownfield margins to make milk are decent now because of lower feed costs, but the better money has come from the beef on dairy movement. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Monday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weight was up half a cent to 57 cents, one sale at that price. 40-pound cheese blocks up a half cent to 169.5, three sales there. Cheese barrels unchanged at 170, but no sales recorded. Butter prices went up a quarter of a cent to 202.5, no sales recorded. Not that dry milk unchanged at 122, with one sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT Tires, the farmer's choice.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Hello, kids. Good morning. It is 49 degrees at WRCO. We're headed toward a high of 75 later on, and Tony's weather, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. This is T.G. Shepherd.
Darker.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were somewhat weaker. Holstein bull calves range from $9 to $10.70, with the beef crossbred calves $10.70 to $13.10. The better condition cows range from $1.20 to $1.45, with the thin and milk-down cows $60 to $1. Black 3 to 350-pound beef calves sold from $5 to $6.30. Feeder sale is Friday, September 5th at 1. A few of the early consignments include 7 black heifers and 6 black steers weighing 9, 9 black crossbred steers and heifers 7 to 8, 8 crossbred steers 7.50, 10 Holstein steers weighing 5 to 7, 9 black calves 4.50 to 6.50, along with several other sets of beef and Holstein cattle. Contact Darren Colton or Jim at 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
WRCO Studio, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, where great music and delicious memories are made.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's a quiet and relatively mild September morning here across the region. There was quite a blob of rain and thunderstorms that shifted north of us overnight through northern Minnesota, extreme northern Wisconsin, through much of upper Michigan. That'll stay there today, but some new activity forming from Kansas and Nebraska up towards South Dakota and western Iowa. That disturbance tracking east could provide some scattered showers and thunderstorms to about the northwest half of Wisconsin later this afternoon. A few of those could drift into our area tonight, and some spotty ones left over tomorrow. Otherwise, temperatures here will be on the upswing, getting a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal as we get toward the end of the week and into the weekend. It'll also start turning more humid with time, too. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny, mild, and a touch breezy with a high in the mid-70s. Wind south to southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms. Low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mixed skies with some isolated showers possible through the early afternoon, high about 77, wind southeast up to 5. Thursday looks like a great day for outdoor activities, lots of sunshine, low at 54, high near 79 degrees. As we head into Friday, partly sunny and warm, 30% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon, low in the mid-50s with a high all the way up to 83. Saturday, warm and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the morning, then partly sunny. Low at 63 with a balmy high of 85 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, warm and humid. Small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 62, high near 84. And Monday, a touch cooler but still warm for mid-September. Partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, high about 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Current stats today, 49 degrees. That's 12 degrees warmer than yesterday, right? And so it does feel a little different out there today. Yesterday's high was 74 degrees and no precipitation yesterday. The record high for this day, September 9th, 95 in 1931. Record low, 32 in 1967. Last year's high was 80 and the low, 48. Sunset will occur tonight at 7:23. Sunrise time this morning around 6:33. The air is calm, barometer 30.06. No precipitation today. And again, with a little fog in some areas after the midnight reading of 56, we are at our overnight low of 49.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The birthday note allegedly written and drawn by President Trump to sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in 2003, now released. The House Oversight Committee releasing the entire album of birthday notes. Trump has sued the Wall